Good afternoon. A cold front continues to make its way through the region with clouds and scattered showers. Not a lot of rain, but enough to wet the ground in a few spots. Gradually, as we get deeper into the day, we will see things clear out a bit. And with more sunshine and a northwest breeze drying things out, temperatures will manage to reach into the lower and middle 70s. Skies will continue to clear after dark tonight as high pressure builds in. It'll be a chilly high pressure center for this time of year as lows go back into the lower and mid 40s in most places, with parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains even touching into the 30s by early tomorrow morning. This will leave us with a sunny and dry but breezy and unseasonably cool day tomorrow. Temperatures a solid 10 degrees below normal, with highs only in the lower and middle 60s. Just as quickly as this cool shot comes in, it will depart, though. We'll go back to the lower 70s on Saturday with sunshine. Clouds will increase late in the day and maybe a shower toward evening as some moisture starts to build from the south. That moisture is going to be in association with what's left of Harvey at this point as it interacts with a trough of low pressure. Most of this activity will come through during the day on Sunday with mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers likely, and highs staying down into the upper 60s. A nice rebound for Labor Day, though, the holiday itself with a mix of sun and clouds, milder air, with highs approaching 80. The next front will head our way for the mid part of next week on Tuesday and Wednesday, the risk of a few showers and maybe a thunderstorm. Ahead of the front, lower 80s on Tuesday, lower 70s behind the front on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Tropical Depression Harvey is forecast to continue weakening as it treks northeastward along the Mississippi River and then into the Ohio River Valley. However, it will still have plenty of heavy rain along into the northwest of the center. Flash flooding remains a real possibility from Louisiana to Kentucky, where several inches of additional rainfall is likely. The heaviest rainfall totals through Saturday morning are expected over western Tennessee and western Kentucky, where there is a moderate to high risk of excessive rainfall. By Saturday, the system will become more sheared out and merge with a front, and rainfall amounts are expected to decrease as the system moves farther east over the Ohio Valley and eventually toward the East Coast. Across the western United States, hot weather is expected for interior portions of California and extending northward into Oregon, with highs well into the 90s and 100s for the lower elevations. Heat advisories and excessive heat warnings are in effect. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 121 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 34 at Gothic and Leadville, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, a shower possible late in the day, lower 80s, Boston, mostly cloudy with a scattered shower, upper 70s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with scattered showers, and highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 57, the record high, 93, set in 1953, and the record low, 37, in 1965. Sunrise this morning was at 6:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:31 p.m., 13 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds and a few showers, followed by increasing sunshine today, with highs in the upper 60s. Clearing and much cooler tonight, with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy skies with a few scattered showers around, followed by increasing sunshine late today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Clearing and turning cooler tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds and a few showers, followed by increasing sunshine today, and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Clearing and much cooler tonight, with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds and a few showers, followed by increasing sunshine today, with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Clearing and much cooler tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few showers, followed by increasing sunshine today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clearing and much cooler tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny, breezy, unseasonably cool only in the 60s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Saturday, lower 70s. Showers likely Sunday in the upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds back into the upper 70s on Monday. And a chance of showers and thunderstorms Tuesday, lower 80s. And a shower possible Wednesday back into the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.